Well, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Whether you found us by accident, don't know how to change the channel, don't want to change the channel, otherwise occupied, which I seriously doubt, God help you all, you have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Man, I'm whooped, man. The San Francisco Marathon today was today, Cavi.
Oh, you know, I like that one because you get to run
man,
over the bridge.
Man, watching
you
all...
You went?
Yeah, I watched a couple people run.
Did you run? You just watched. You're exhausted from watching.
You know, here's the thing. You see joggers all the time around here. And in Boston, where I lived for years, it's a big jogging town.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, the joggers are big... And you see joggers... And supposedly, theoretically, they're doing something good for themselves, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but yet they always have that same pained look on their face. Like, you know, they're in discomfort. Tell me once, have you in your entire life ever seen an unhappy beer-drinking pizza eater? I haven't, and I'm doubt whether anybody else has as well.
Hey, I can prove their insanity.
Thank you very
much.
They
all get up at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning to do it. That's the definition of crazy.
I get tired on it, and I'm like, Bart Russ. Oh, I got a real bitch about the Bay Area Rapid Transit. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Yep. But we're also going to talk about... I think Trump finally went a little overboard. I think
a wee bit.
Just a little bit.
What's it they calling him? Traitor Trump?
No, no. We'll get to that. Yeah. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. That euphoria you have felt after your win Sunday evening against Seattle, and what a
I can't believe it. I left 6-0.
You miss a lot, as they say.
Colombo wasn't.
Don't blame it. It's Colombo. You know, this is about as close as you're going to come to winning a World Series and how you're going to feel. Okay, but that feeling you felt when you came back to win 7-6 in 12 innings against the Mariners, that's kind of what it's like, but it's a lot better, and you're not going to feel it, and I'm going to tell you why when we come back. Yep. There was something else, and I can't remember what the hell it was. Oh, yeah, the PGA golf.
I actually watched that. It was pretty good until they brought the kids and the brats running all around, and then they had the two kids fighting each other.
Yeah,
there's
something else I wanted to talk about. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, the Australian golf. Olympic team. Wait till you hear what happened to them, and the games hadn't even start yet. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help you all. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Maybe something bad. Maybe something good. I guess we'll never know.
And don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player, 1973. I always love this song. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Yeah, I don't even know where to start, man. I really
start with love.
Yes, let's start from the beginning.
A very fine place to start.
Yes, it is. Normally.
It's better than the Cuckoo song, which is more apropos.
Now, by the way, that was Ren and Stimpy you heard before.
Yeah, I thought it was Paul Rubens and, of course, the great Pee Wee.
And, of course, you were wrong.
Which was a kid's show on acid.
Yes. Once again, off on a tangent here. When I was, and this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. When I was living in Baltimore back in the 90s, I loved living there. I lived in the Mount Vernon section of town. It was just like the Castro East. I was the token straight guy on my block, but got some great fashion tips. But there was myself, and it was about, and you have to say, most of us in this neighborhood, in this area, none of us were from there. We were all single, we were all young, and you know, we were all kind of dependent on each other for emotional uplift, encouragement, and friendship. You know, we were just friends, you know? And every Saturday morning, Saturday morning by our standards, late morning, we used to all meet over at Rachel Anderson was her. No, not Rachel Anderson. It was Rachel McGowan's apartment. Chicks. Well, there's a bunch of us, okay. And we would all meet over there for coffee and aspirin. And she had the all the Pee Wee's Playhouses on VHS. By the way, the last VHS machine was manufactured last week.
Oh, really?
Yes. But anyway, we used to go over there and just sit around and just basically like nurse ourselves for a couple hours and just sit there and watch Pee Wee's Playhouse reruns. So with Lawrence Fishburne and, of course, Cyndi Lauper doing the theme and everything like that. But it was a good time.
I just wanted to comment that I have three VCRs I got at the thrift stores for like $8 a piece, and I put them in storage. So when one breaks down, I got three more to go. I figure three will be... I'll be dead before I use three of those, right?
There are still places you go to. You'll see once in a while, say VHS is like 10 for a buck.
No, right. There's the thing we do is, obviously, we like these movies from the 70s, and a lot of them aren't getting put on the DVDs.
Well, you got to look for them, though.
Yeah, you have to remember like what you liked from 40 years ago.
I mean, for the longest time, concert movies were like that. I mean, it was on VHS, but it was never on DVD. It's the only concert ever that Traffic did, the original lineup of Traffic that was caught on video. It was at Santa Monica College back in Santa Monica College or Santa Monica Civic Arena back in 1972. And for the longest time, it wasn't available. They discontinued it on VHS. And the DVD was forever before it finally came out. But you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, I got this Nirvana at the Coliseum DVD, but it's dark as hell. So but it's like it's something that's not somebody with a DVD thing is not going to say, okay, let's transfer this to DVD unless there's going to be some money in it. A lot of good stuff you can get back.
Oh, speaking of which, we got big doings this coming week on Sports Overnight America.
Giants?
No. The gentleman from Ledge Vineyards,
Ooh, more Mark.
The great Mark Adams down there in Paso Robles, California.
I don't have to give you another free ride home because you're too drunk laying outside
the
studio.
He's going
to
be in studio.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be in town for a couple of days, and he's going to bring more wine.
Bearing gifts.
Yeah. Anyone who brings me free alcohol is a friend of mine.
Let him in the door. Here's a permanent key.
Thank you. Yeah, here's the story I wanted to...
Here's the key to the place.
Now, the Olympics haven't started yet. They start in a couple of days down in Rio de Janeiro. Okay.
Go Rio.
By the way, everyone thinks Rio is the capital. Rio is not the capital of Brazil. It's São Paulo. It's São Paulo.
Do you know my birthplace for my German ancestry?
Mars. Yeah, because they were hiding from...
You just said the place. Uh-huh. But I was only a month old when I came to the U.S.
Let's see if we can get this. Okay, check now. They've been talking about, this is going to be a disaster. This is going to.
Please.
It started already. First, they had a Japanese sumo wrestler was mugged. Where a Japanese sumo wrestler keeps his wallet, I don't know, and I don't want to know.
How do you mug a sumo wrestler? All right, so really? Australia's, that's bravery,
Australia's chief de mission, Kitty Schiller, I believe it's C-H-I-L-L-E-R. here we go. So evidently, down at the Olympic Village where the Australians, Lamy mates, were hanging out, there was a fire evacuation. And she unknowingly caught some burglars stealing from the team during the fire. Team shirts, laptops, belonging to the cycling coach were stolen after the athletes were evacuated from the building following a basement fire this past Friday.
And the national news reported it as arson, diversionary.
Ms. Chiller saw. Oh, she's a. She saw three people leaving with Australian shirts designed to combat the Zika virus, but since they were fire officials and didn't say anything. Then when she arrived midway through the evacuation, okay, here's the. There's no close circuit. There's no closed circuit TV in the village, so there's no way they can see who did it. Okay, this is going to be an absolute disaster. The water there. The water there. I mean, it is. I mean, the EPA would not allow it in this country.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
I'm just telling you what I read from
here. I know what you're reading. You're reading the internet again. And
I'm reading doctors and seeing stuff on CNN. Yeah.
And they're all
okay. So you're going to tell me that this is going to be you're going to tell me everything's fine.
You do not have the qualifications to diagnose any medical or biological.
No,
hazard.
But the doctors that I'm reading online.
Yeah, and how many people died from the World Cup? That was what, 6 months ago, a year ago?
Was that? But they didn't have the.
It was Brazil, the same place.
Different.
How many people died?
Different.
I hate sportscasters thinking they have the facilities.
How many soccer games have you ever seen that were played in water?
Okay. This started when LeBron James says, "I'm not going to the Olympics." They started saying, "We're not going."
This started.
Because he was tired from the playoffs.
This started a couple of years ago. Actually, yeah. They're saying you people had 7 years and you still.
Okay, you like stats? Tell me about the Brazil. How many people got it in the World Cup?
How many people play soccer underwater?
I'm asking.
No, my point.
Did you have any reports of abnormal death tolls from the
How many? How many soccer games are played in water? How many? Tell me how many soccer games are played in water.
Then swim in a pool.
I'm talking about the sailing and the crewing. They're going to do that in a pool.
Okay, the boat will not catch bacteria.
The water is going to be splashed. And the wind sailors, they get water splashed in their faces all the time.
Do you know I love San Diego? Do you know those the Tijuana sewage plant, which is the worst, grossest thing in the entire hemisphere, our hemisphere, deposits 5 miles north into San Diego and rots the beaches to hell.
We
all swim in it.
You know what?
Nobody died.
No, I understand. But we're going to go to the break here in a little bit. And when we come back.
Dr. Phil?
No, I'm going to look up. No, I'm not saying doctor. Oh, that guy's a fraud. Guy's a fraud.
If he can be a doctor, you're a doctor.
No, I mean, he's a fraud. But my point is, I mean, everything I ever. And it's just,
we agree.
I mean, ESPN's Outside the Line, 60 Minutes. I mean, these are not guys up there. These are not people. These are.
No, I like this. What you just said, I got mine out. You got your point out, and it was great.
But I'm right. That's the. But
there is no right.
You're comparing the World Cup. You say how many people got sick playing in the World Cup?
But you see, you're not answering the question. You're not looking it up.
I'm answering the question.
I'll give you a day tomorrow. Tell me how many people got hurt in the World Cup?
None, because they don't play soccer in water. They're talking about the aquatic sport. Yes, they're playing and you're being an ass about it because you can't. Right. How many soccer games are played underwater? Or how many? You want you to tell me how many soccer games were played in bodies of water?
Okay.
How many soccer games are played in bodies of water?
Water polo.
No. How many soccer games during the World Cup are played in bodies of water? I want an answer. How many? Zero.
Okay, what,
exactly.
What kind of question is that? Because, is that a scientific question?
No, because my point is obviously no one's going to catch a water trace bacteria if they're playing soccer.
Or if they're in a boat.
Yes, they are. You know, why are you laughing? This isn't
because
funny.
Because it's true. You're acting like they're swimming in the ocean. It's a boat
have you
in
ever,
the ocean.
Have you ever seen the wind sailors?
It's part of the fear mongering.
No,
that's all.
You
it think is.
Have you ever seen the wind surfers?
You're unqualified.
Have you ever seen the wind surfers? Have you? Yeah. And they don't get wet. They don't get splashed. These people are basically stick their heads in the goddamn water.
Yeah, I've been nuclear eradicated in water, and you know what you do? You spray yourself with a hose, and you're done.
Obviously, no damage has been done.
Not a drop because they sprayed me with a hose.
What an idiot! 1-800-878-7529. iHeart Radio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God, this is. I'm not saying people aren't overreacting, but what I'm saying is that your argument that no one got sick during the World Cup is a bad argument because they don't.
But that would be the same statistical probability as anybody.
No, because they don't play.
So cancel the Olympics because of two water sports. That's what
there's more than that. Dude.
I will look up all the people that are track stars, golfers aren't. I'm a golfer. I can't go to Brazil.
Here's the other thing. When the chief of police of the city of Rio says, you know what? We don't have the people to protect you or people visiting the games. The chief of police has come out to say it because they don't have people. When he comes out, what are you supposed to do? Say, oh, he's fibbing. He doesn't want us to come. What are you, crack?
No, they're doing political messaging.
The chief of police is going to tell everybody.
It's going to pass over after the Olympics are done. They're going to have all these useless stadiums they built billions of dollars on.
The chief of police is saying don't come because he just wants to take a day.
Because he's lazy and can't do his job.
You're crazy. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Amen to that, you know?
Or Brazil.
Hell with a zip code, as I call it.
That's great.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny. You know, Trump was speaking there a couple of days ago.
Uh-oh.
And this kid I grew up with named Joey Carroll. He's just like a staunch Trump. He's like, you know, he's one of these types of, you know, I can't stand San Francisco. Have you ever been here? No. Then why do you hate it? Well, because they, you know, yes. Basically they say, you know, Bill O'Reilly said so. But anyway, that Trump was speaking. He was speaking in Scranton. I promised to bring the coal industry back because Scranton was a huge coal and it was a very prosperous town back in
the day. Black lung too.
I said, yeah. So you're gonna bring back pollution, black lung, and sinkholes. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? For Scranton, that's an improvement.
You know, any resource like that too is if you can find an alternative resource, you just magically extend the life of that resource. It's like gasoline. We started doing.
I mean,
with
the Mitch McConnells of the world. Yeah. You know, coal doesn't cause pollution.
No.
Really,
right. falling
from a 20-story building doesn't cause cuts and bruises.
And China has the same fog as San Francisco on a summer day.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the fog has been brutal here at night. Have you noticed?
I never freeze.
I mean, that's the guy. I was talking to some people down in LA. Oh man, I'm sweating my ass off. I'm like, it's like 56. It's so foggy. It feels like it's rain.
Yeah.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. I'm Jerry Burke, along with the irrepressible Cabby. I tried everything to get rid of
that's
you.
That's my new .com name.
And the musical bridge of the title track from Low Spark of High Heeled Boys in the background. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Back Kids, the number one training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP, as well as Chili Davis, the hitting coach of the Red Sox, swear by this puppy. So if you play the sport, baseball, check out their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer bat. Dem Balmerojuan. Come back in the seventh to tie things up two apiece against Toronto, then put up a four spot in the top of the 12th, 6-2.
Greatest comeback in history.
In a crisply played game, only 14 hits between the two over the Toronto Blue Jays. That game
great
was up at the Rogers Center, formerly Sky Dome in Toronto, right next to the CN Tower, which is still the tallest standing free structure in the
today
world.
Today is the first day of baseball season.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, well, elsewhere, man, it is 8-0. Cleveland over Oakland. That was in Cleveland, so we didn't have to watch it here in the Bay Area.
I can't. First time I've ever rooted against
the another A's. Squeaker, by the way. Le Tigre Adetois, 11-0 over Houston. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa sweeps the Evil Empire. 5-3 was your final score down there at Tropicana. That place is just a dump. Yeah. Elsewhere, that's it was right. The Twinkies 6-4 over the Pale Hoser, just like going down like the Lusitania right now.
You're in a dogfight.
Yeah, Texas 5-3 over Kansas City, so they pick up a game on Houston. Ooh. The Red Sox put up a five spot in the top of the ninth, 5-3 over the Halos. Ouch, ouch, and double ouch. It was Dustin Pedroia hitting a three-run jack, and Xavier Bogaerts going deep also in the fifth, ninth inning to win that game 5-3. My beloved Red Sox. Interleague play.
Third place Red Sox.
Cubs are down 6-0. They come back, put up a three spot in the bottom of the ninth. Then John Lester with a two-strike suicide squeeze in the bottom of the 12th. 7-6 over Seattle. If you're a Mariner fan, ouch to the nth degree.
Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain are rolling in their graves.
Yeah, as well as Hart, but they're still alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, they might be rolling.
And Frances Farmer, but she's...
I think they're rolling with each other.
Frances Farmer, too. Can't forget about her.
I'm still rolling.
Just saying.
Weed.
Okay. National League, Miami won in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4 over San Luis.
Ooh.
It was the Metropolitans.
Go Dolphins.
Exactly. 6-4 over Colorado. Oh, it falls the game up below 500 now.
Oh, but hey, they're having a good year. I told you at the beginning of the year. I said,
holy Christ, Atlanta won a home game. Swear to God.
No, you're lying.
No joke. 2-2 in the seventh. 2-1 over Philadelphia. Well, I guess it still counts. They get paid too. Milwaukee 4-2 over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's only a game.
What's going on with the Milwaukee? Milwaukee.
The Giants finally won a game against the Nets. You know they have the same record, 61-44.
Down 3-0, game three.
Matt Cain actually wins the game. The 3-1 was the final score there. And the Dodgers squeaked by Arizona, 14-3.
Ooh. The Rams are back in town.
Ooh, that was brutal. Cincinnati 3-2 over San Diego, a game played despite the best interests of society as a whole.
People begging.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, do you know that the PGA Open, the championship was played out in, I believe at the time, Springfield, New Jersey. It's in center. It's the center part of the state.
I watched the last five holes.
I can't believe you.
The guy got an eagle. You know, he's down by three the whole game, gets an eagle to put it to one stroke. So this guy, you know, forced to make the last putt.
Yeah.
That eagle was Jimmy
J.J. Walker. He is the winner of the PGA Championship.
Jimmy Dynamite?
Dynamite Walker. Congratulations to him. And according to Chip Kelly, it's open season for the Niners quarterback-wise.
I agree with the
Blaine
article.
Gabbert, yeah. Who, by the way, Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, they came out and they said, you know, they were – this close. I mean, it was. They almost took Blaine Gabbert over Cam Newton. It was like a real, close.
Oh, I heard. You know, he's mentioned. But I want to say that.
Oh, by the way, also in a trade, Andrew Miller. He's heading from the Evil Empire. Four prospects going to the Cleveland Indians.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not lying. Then Milwaukee catcher LaCroix. Jonathan LaCroix, he exercised his nose trade clause, vetoed a trade to the Indians as well. So can you imagine if the Indians picked up Miller and LaCroix, but LaCroix's not going to veto
that. Dude, I thought when they got rid of the Chapman that they're obviously Miller's going to be your closer for the rest of the time. You know, that's crazy.
No, there is that.
New York is in. Yankees got taken over by some insane.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing about the Yankees are doing a yard sale. They're only seven games out.
No, and you don't trade the guy.
Think about if Big George was alive, Steinbrenner.
Never happened.
No, it's seven games out. Are you kidding me?
Right, he'd be hunting for people,
and screaming like, oh yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just
he'd be getting the. Did what's his name? The guy from the Reds? Did he stay on the Reds?
Yeah, no, yeah. The Reds. Okay, yeah.
I like that lineup a little bit. They could gel together.
They're terrible.
No, I mean the three hitters, Votto.
Votto's
the new guy. The guy they got off the Giants for the leak trade. God, I forget his name. Adam Duvall.
Adam Duvall, yeah.
Not bad for a rookie, huh? No, he's not even in Who's Baseball this year. It's like 20, and he's got like 24 jacks or something.
Yeah, you know, honestly.
Man, the Giants screwed up.
Well, yeah, you know, the Giants played two games up right now on the Dodgers, and who saw that coming? But everyone's saying the Dodgers will fade, we're still waiting.
Well, you know what? That you're right, because they're losing Kershaw. The fact that the Dodgers gained ground, that's pretty good. I mean, I got to give it to them. But, you know, like I said, the Giants are in a slump, and I think when they get out of the slump, it's going to be like.
Well, they got 100 pence back.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
but still, I mean, Matt Cain winning.
Matt
Cain winning against the Nats on Sunday. That's not. I mean, he's 3-6, and those three wins. I mean, this one he actually looked good. The other ones they're like 9-7 scores.
Do you think the Cincinnati Reds would send us Duvall back if we go like, please? We were drunk and stoned. We didn't know what we're doing.
You have to look for the pretty please.
We'll send you some broads.
Yeah, you have to look for the clause in the contract where the pretty please can be brought back. And
exactly.
Please, much in the same vein where like Lou Brock was traded from the Cubs to the Cardinals.
I got a better idea. Can we just borrow them for like 2 months?
Yeah, look at we'll give them back. We promise.
Yeah, just
we'll give them back. We promise. 1-800-878-7529. Hey, Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe. He's going to be in here in a couple of minutes. Marty Terrell is going to be talking to him, talking about the AL East, where my Red Sox are still a game and a half out of first.
Hey, great race.
Yeah, it is very, very good race. And you know what? This is one of those deals. Yeah, yes, I'm a Red Sox fan. The Red Sox not won three World Series, I would be apoplectic right now.
Who knew?
But this is going to be – I love races like this. I mean, it's really – I'm not saying
I'm going to San Diego, Boston, though. Is it September something?
Boston.
But I am going for the beach, not for this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I might see one game if
we all know what a big –
If you go, I'll go to all
the games. Well, it'd be nice to see Drew Pomerantz pitching at the Friars.
The other one, too, would be your boy has less than a month. Ortiz, if he retires.
Yeah, he's still sticking by it, but it's like.
Yeah, off season, then he's.
He's like in the top 10 in every offensive category, including body odor. And you know what?
What's he going to do after the season? Get a paper route?
Spend his millions, probably.
Exactly.
It's nice to have that kind of money.
Yes.
You know?
What have you done with the $250 million we paid you?
Well, the best ever. I mean, I told you this story about this Ronnie Music Jordan Junior guy in down near Brunswick, Georgia. Did I tell you what the man? If you haven't heard, this man won $3 million from a scratch off ticket. After taxes and everything, he got about $1.75 million. He invested it in a meth lab, got busted, and now with guns, he's looking at life in prison. It was only for $500,000 worth of. Here's the thing, you know. You had 1.75. You got busted for 500. He's going to jail for life. Going to jail for life.
What are you really trying to gain at 1.75?
Isn't this like, if you have that kind of money and that's your thing, buy a couple of pounds, buy a double wide, go park it in the woods. Really got nailed for dispute.
No, and they're going to watch you for that kind of money.
Conspiracy to distribute, and he's going to jail for life. And he won. I mean, God almighty.
Bye-bye.
1-800-878-7529. That's the number. We come back. Bob Ryan to the Boston Globe. Gabby and I will be back because we love each other so much.
Oh, it's on.
Here's a chance to go watch some TV.
Oh, there we go. Get smart on.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of humor. This is Sports Overnight America. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up. She's giving me the excitations.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTV. Hinsdale Harness OTV brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTV to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTV, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hi, this is Marty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Well, good for you, Marty.
On Sports Byline and SportsByline.com. Let's get Bob Ryan in here. Wrote a great piece, sportsspotlight.com. He took it an afternoon game, I think. Bob, you saw Detroit and Boston yesterday at Fenway, didn't you? A rare matinee in the middle of the week, huh?
Yeah, I did. And it was interesting because, you know, players don't really like day baseball. They're used to the rhythm of their life from the time they sign organized baseball. Once they get out of, say, Gulf Coast League or anything, is night ball. And outfielders in certain ballparks do not like the possibility of the sun and the shadows. And we had Exhibit A yesterday, a game-winning home run that was momentarily, but just enough, lost in the sun by right fielder Mookie Betts, who's a very good outfielder. And by the time he caught up to where the ball was, it was behind him, and it hit the top of the bullpen in Detroit bullpen and bounced in for what turned out to be a game-winning home run for Miguel Cabrera.
Yep.
The ball would have been caught by Betts. And that's just life. You know, that's the way that's the go. But day baseball, yeah, it was a packed out. 38,000 people loved it. They loved the experience of day baseball.
Why did they play such an odd time, you know, a Wednesday matinee in July? It just never.
Get away. Revving up and warmed up, and to take them to the airport. They open up in Anaheim tonight, a 10-game road trip.
That's true.
Getaway day. There were six day games yesterday. And that's not that unusual in the getaway situation.
Bob, have you read Tom Verducci's piece on how to fix the game of baseball and the fixes that he believes that it needs? Have you read that yet?
Yeah, I did. And I think it's an insoluble problem if you're going to start tinkering with the game and relievers and stuff. I mean, I did read Tom, and Tom certainly knows and loves baseball as much as anybody who writes it. It's a difficult, sticky situation. I mean, really, really tricky. I just think you got to get in the heads of managers and players that – don't want to change.
What I was, and I, you're right. I mean, I liked it because it made me think about that. But the point I was going to, the cutback in the number of games, the fact that he believes that let's give everybody Monday off except have one game, and that be the national game of the week, one Monday night game, and let's do it upright. Your thoughts on that? Because I could see that happening.
I get very frustrated with sports in general, as much as I love sports. The money in sports is just so bizarre. There's just too much money. It isn't needed. Nobody needs the money that those guys are making. Nobody needs the money the owners can make. Nobody should be paying the prices that you have to pay sometimes. Everything would be fine, ratcheted down. They say we can't play. Owners say, well, we can't have any fewer than 162. We got to reduce the revenue. Yeah, everybody ought to sit down and start at ground zero and figure out what's a reasonable amount of money for everybody to make. 154 was fine. I mean, pick a number that works with the number of teams. 154 would arrive at people because there were 20. You played seven opponents 22 times, 11-11. Worked out great. That's what 154 game schedule came about because there were only 16 teams in baseball, and that was the case from 1901 until 1961. That's the way it was. Well, it's no longer that way, so that multiple doesn't work, and you got to find something that does work or find some kind of a weighted schedule that will work. And you could do it if you really want to do it. So, yes, I think the length of the season is definitely a detriment. I think the wear and tear on the players is definitely a problem. I think the very fact that I grew up, when you grew up, guys, it wasn't that uncommon for someone to play every game. Now it's a big deal. Nobody plays every game.
Right.
Like, guys legitimately need rest, and it would produce. Oh yeah, and I'm all in favor of the 28-man roster too. Being able to have it as it is in hockey and football, and now in basketball. The other three sports have all gone this way. Hockey was always that way, and football is this way, and basketball has recently become this way. That you have a roster and you activate X number of players, 18 in hockey and 45 in football and 12 in basketball per night. Baseball should be that way too.
Bob, help us take a shot at the AL East. I think it's going to be a heck of a race. I mean, Tampa is 6-2 and even adios. Boston, Toronto, Baltimore with the deadline deals looming. And I've been asked to ask you about what deadline deal you most remember as having an impact on a pennant race. So that's part B of the question. But part A, size up that Eastern division. Pretty interesting.
They're all flawed. Two of the three major teams, three of them, they all three hit well. Baltimore, Toronto, and Boston are all noted for their offenses. And they all have questions with their pitching, somewhere, some way. And Boston is both starting and relief now. they all have an issue. They're, none of them are good enough, to pull away, run away from the division. Mm-hmm. They run away from each other. The Yankees are a wild card because the Yankees, they're not over. It's not done. They're not over. They're still, it's not inconceivable they could inject themselves, and they certainly can be a spoiler. And by the way, you come down to the end of the season and last weekend, and you've got to beat Tampa Bay, and oh, by the way, there's Archer or Moore. Mm. They can beat you.
Mm-hmm.
They can beat you. Longoria can hit a 3-1 homer. Who can beat you? They're not. I mean, their record belies the fact that there are components there that are still quality. So it's very interesting. And it's by far the tightest overall race. And the one legitimate right now at the moment, because I think there are other divisions where we could wind up with three-team races. Certainly the NL West could, and because the Giants are really showing slippage. It's fascinating. It's going to be a wild September in the AL.
I think it is. I think it's going to be a wild.
Does Toronto? I mean, they all have bats. You're right. But is Toronto's lineup more daunting than the other two?
Well, Baltimore's can be with Trumbo and Davis and Machado and Jones.
Donaldson and Tulowitzki and Encarnacion and Batista.
Well, I'm just saying, I think Baltimore stacks up with them.
Yeah.
Toronto's just, I mean, you don't let them mess around. You know, but Batista's EA isn't very good. You got to pitch to him right. But if you make a mistake, you know, it lands 440 feet somewhere, Hudson Bay. So, absolutely. You don't want to pitch to them. You don't want to pitch to Baltimore. And you don't want to pitch to Boston 1-5, 1-6 on most nights. And so, but absolutely Toronto's daunting. But they all have flaws. Yep. And the Red Sox, Dan Charnassy wrote a very good expose of the Red Sox today. For all their runs, and they need the majors and runs, and all their gaudy numbers, they're terrible and very subpar in one-run games. They have the fewest walk-off, tied for the fewest walk-offs in all of baseball. They're not hitting beyond the seventh inning that much. They're okay if it's 6-8-0. They make it 11-0.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stat padding in those numbers for the Red Sox.
The second part was, Bob, and I think they mislabeled the Aroldis Chapman deal as a blockbuster. It's not a blockbuster. I mean, there's minor leaguers like that involved, but who cares? But that's a deal that could certainly impact the pursuit of a pennant and a World Series championship in Chicago. But what type of deal is it? Is it usually the fair to Midland deal, that bit player that makes the biggest impact? Or it's usually not the big names that swap uniforms around the deadline that make an impact.
It can. Yeah, it's worked in both categories. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to go too far back, but there was the most famous trade deadline impactful trade of the 50s that I know of was Red Shandy's going to the Braves in 57, and it put them over the top for the next 3 years. I mean, they won the World Series in 57. They lost the World Series in 7 games in 58, and they were in a playoff in 59, and that was a pivotal deal. I can think of deals. The Yankees picking up David Justice that year, turning the tide. CeCe Sabathia in Milwaukee.
It's a Milwaukee, that's what I think.
In 1987, one of the most interesting trades ever made, because it was both teams got exactly what they wanted. And that was John Smoltz for
Doyle Alexander.
Doyle Alexander went 10-1 or something like that, and they made it to the playoffs, and they wouldn't have without it, and John Smoltz became John Smoltz. And you say, they gave up John Smoltz. Well, yeah, they did. But they got what they wanted, and they were willing to pay the price. The Reds, how about Jeff Bagwell for Larry Anderson in 1990? The Red Sox had two third base prospects. One was Scott Cooper. One was Bagwell. They gave up Bagwell. Bagwell goes to the Hall of Fame, and they don't win that division without Larry Anderson, no matter what anybody will tell you. But you know, that's a tough one when you give up a player to Snatcher or Bagwell. So it can work both ways. And then you talk about the lesser guys. Denny Doyle in 1975 turned the tide for the Red Sox as a second baseman in that old trading deadline, which was June 15th in the old days. And certainly nobody would have thought Denny Doyle would have been a pivotal player, but he turned out to be just that. So there's one example of a guy who's not a star that actually turned out to be a key component in a pennant-winning team that was acquired in the trading deadline.
Yeah, Sabathia is the one to me. The Brewers, hard to believe
that
they were going for.
I forgot about
that. He was like 11-0 or something crazy like that, was he not?
No,
yes, he was.
It was the difference, Kenny. You're right. I forgot about Sabathia. Yeah. It's a very good one. Yeah, and Denny Doyle, back when they had a June deadline. That's crazy. There's no doubt.
I wish it were still June 15th, by the way. I want teams to play with the rosters that got it. I don't like the way baseball has evolved in this regard at all.
Bob, the imagery from Rio is just mind-boggling. The water, I mean, we can go Zika, we can go the whole thing. Let's just focus on the swimmers and Olympic aquatic sports. How can they possibly put forth conditions like that and expect these world-class athletes to accept these absolutely mind-boggling substandard conditions? This is crazy.
This is under the heading of the show must go on in a way that I've never seen in international sport. The shameless, unconscionable fact that they took, somebody pocketed billions of dollars that was supposed to go to cleaning up that bay, and they didn't do it. And, of course, the government's being toppled by, was toppled by corruption, and corruption is the story, the word of the day in Brazil. Something happened. And something didn't happen, and what didn't happen is the bay got cleaned up. It's unimaginable. They're going to have to wear masks. They're going to have. It's bad enough about the rowers, but what about people who are swimming in the triathlon?
Right.
And don't they have? I mean, I've lost track of this. But is there open water swimming?
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
They're being told to keep their mouths closed. Well, their noses.
It's gross. You
know, I mean, it's. You know, it's gross, but it's not. But that's trying to be funny. I don't want to be funny. It's very serious. It's disgusting, and it's immoral, and it ought to be illegal. I don't know how this is going to play out. I can't imagine. I cannot, and I can't imagine that we've come to this a week before, 8 days from the opening ceremony, that we've come to this. It's unimaginable. It really is. But the show is going to go on. There isn't any doubt about it.
Well, I think it was the New York Times today wrote a piece on the woman that was entrusted with, you know, she was going to clean this up, and I guess she was kind of a stickler and a hard you-know-what, and she was, come hell or high water, going to get it done. She was murdered because she wouldn't take bribes.
Yeah.
So that just goes to show you the depth. It's unbelievable.
It's horrible. You know, it's a shame because I thought Rio, when it gave it to them, was great. I thought this was going to be cool. First time South America, Rio, Carnival, Salsa, Bossa Nova, Oscar Schmidt, coffee, the beach. Oh, God, you know, the country's booming. This is going to be a great showcase. What a wonderful flavor it's going to have. I really thought that. I think everybody thought that, but they bungled it. They bungled it. You know, the way they accused, you know, everybody feared the Greeks were going to screw it up, and they didn't. And, you know, these people didn't expect them to screw it up, and they did.
You know, there was something. What was the two runners? Who, Zola Budd tripped or Mary Decker tripped?
Mary Decker got tripped.
Right,
Decker. It was in L.A. Right,
the '84, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
There's one of the sports networks has a piece with those two, 40 years, whatever it is, 20, 30 years later, that, you know, where their lives have gone since then. I can remember watching it live and the tears and
Mary Decker was weeping and, you know, and of course, and I mean, you train your, all those years, all that work, and if you want to lose, you want to lose legitimately. You want to lose fair and square.
Yep.
And you can live with that, but you can't live as easily living in a something going awry like that.
Great stuff, Bob. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Terrific. Okay, guys.
Fantastic.
Our thanks to Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe. Also, Marty Terrell from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. My point made exactly. Of course, Cabby doesn't believe it because the World Cup was there and no one got sick. We're going to continue with this water discussion shortly. Once again, our thanks to Bob Ryan from the Boston Globe. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Plenty O'Toole.
Named after your father, perhaps.
You know, this is almost sacrilegious, and nothing against Natalie Wood, the former Natasha Gurdon, but Lana Wood, who played Plenty O'Toole, I thought she was hotter.
Is she sister?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that. That's one of my favorite James Bonds. By far.
Diamonds all forever.
So
men aren't worth anything. Blah, blah, blah.
We're gonna back the update only because
me and you are fighting right now.
Once again, if you say they did the World Cup there and no one got sick, I'm gonna
nobody.
That's a limb because they don't. They're talking about people who are going to be putting their faces, heads, bodies in water. That
yes,
nobody playing soccer goes in water.
Okay. I have never gone drinking in Tijuana and never came back with the run.
Just days ahead. Never. This is according to the Associated Press and ESPN. You're going to be laughing for no reason. Just days ahead of the Olympic Games, the waterways in Rio are as filthy as ever, containing. Contaminated with raw human sewage, teeming with dangerous viruses and bacteria. This is according to a 16-month-long study commissioned by the Associated Press. There are some 1,400 athletes at risk of getting violently ill in water competitions, but the AP's test indicates that tourists also face potentially serious health risks as they hang out at the beaches of Ipanema and Copacabana. The AP survey of the Aquatic Olympic and Paralympic venues has revealed consistent and dangerously high levels of viruses from pollution. This is a major black eye, of course.
Drink bottled water.
It's not. This has to do with jump. They got the triathletes. They got the windsurfers.
They're in boats. Don't lick the
boat. Are you
that
freaking stupid? They're not.
No,
just...
they're in boats.
Do I have to show you what a windsurfer does?
Okay, why don't you get the San Diego Tijuana pollution rate and see if that's not 50 times worse than what you're reading.
This
right
is 1.7 million.
I'm talking about a U.S. coastal
this
port
is 1.
And the
7.
Tijuana sewage system.
You're really starting to piss me off because it's one. These people are not. What are you thinking to do? They're trying to get people not to go to the Olympics?
Anytime you're going to start reading the internet to me like it's a fact.
I'm not reading who read my blog.
You looked it up in like 3 minutes
this
and
is,
thinking like it's
this
a
is from the Associated. This is from ABC and the Associated.
They said nothing.
You're an idiot. You're a freaking idiot. Thank God the news is coming up. Those idiots at the USA Network, they're the only thing that could piss me off more than Cabbie. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
Russian intelligence services, which are part of the Russian government, which is under the firm control of Vladimir Putin, hacked into the DNC, and we know that they arranged for a lot of those emails to be released.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is claiming that Russia hacked the DNC computers. Clinton told Fox News Sunday the stolen emails would be published as the party's convention began last week. Although the U.S. has not publicly charged Russia with the hack, cybersecurity experts and U.S. officials say they believe that Russia timed the release of the emails to influence the general election on November 8th. She said there are serious issues being raised about Russian interference in U.S. elections. Good news at the pump as gas prices continue to slide. The average price per gallon in the U.S., $2.13. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Federal investigators get down to work at the site of a hot air balloon crash in Texas.
The National Transportation Safety Board confirming an earlier grim report about a hot air balloon crash in central Texas on Saturday.
There were, in fact, 16 fatalities.
That NTSB spokesman saying they'll be looking at three things in their investigation.
We look at the human, the machine, and the environment.
Witnesses say they saw a fireball shortly before the balloon crashed. The NTSB again confirming 16 people died. I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Austin, Texas are trying to find the gunman who fired into a crowd on Saturday night, killing a woman. Three other women were wounded in that shooting, which occurred as bars were closing in a popular entertainment district. Officers then responded to another shooting at a nearby parking garage, but later deemed it was unrelated. The suspect in the second incident was taken to the hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dallas Cowboys paid tribute to Dallas police and the five officers killed by a gunman with a ceremony before the start of training camp.
Dallas players walked arm in arm onto the field Saturday with Police Chief David Brown, Mayor Mike Rawlings, and members of four of the five families of officers who were killed in an ambush in downtown Dallas during a Black Lives Matter rally. After taking the field in four waves, players and coaches formed a circle for a moment of silence with the Dallas contingent. Brown addressed the team and shouted, "Dallas strong," as he wrapped up his remarks. Now, during the preseason and maybe even during the regular season, the Cowboys will wear a decal on their helmet that says arm in arm. I'm Jules McKinney.
The Donald Trump campaign is facing a new type of scandal, Sharon Reed reports.
The New York Post is featuring a nude Melania Trump on the cover of its Sunday paper, along with a banner headline that reads "The Oval Office." Underneath it says, "You've never seen a potential first lady like this." The Post says the racy photos of Trump's wife were taken by a French photographer for a now defunct men's magazine back in 1995. When she was 25 years old. Sharon Reed, New York.
The NYPD is on alert after a man apparently made an unauthorized transmission on a police radio frequency threatening police in Manhattan. On Saturday, a message was broadcast in which a man directed his comments at a police captain. That case is currently under investigation. For USA Radio News,
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Yeah, man. Okie dokie. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help you poor people. You have found Sports Overnight America. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. How you doing? I'm Jerry Burke. I'm the host of this disaster. How you doing tonight?
Peace and love, brother.
Yaban. One second, please. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Oh, I'm pretty damn lazy about that. If you like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. And congratulations, by the way, to the Cincinnati Zoo. They gave birth to their sixth baby giraffe. This past week, 6 feet tall, 100 pounds at birth.
Six in how many? In how many weeks?
How many weeks? What?
How, for six giraffes?
No, 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 no. This is the sixth one they've had born over the course of the history of the zoo.
Oh, I was like, man, they're popping out those giraffes pretty quick.
And you know what's funny? Like normal labor. Normal. I happen to know this. Normal labor procedures for giraffes. I happen to, but I don't know how I know this, but it runs between like 4 and 6 hours. This mommy would done one and done 30 minutes in and out. She went to labor and 30 minutes later she was cool.
I'm useless at hospital.
And after an hour, giraffe got up, giraffe walked around. Do you know giraffes have the same amount of vertebrae in their neck as humans?
Is that right?
It's except the vertebrae are really, really big.
Long, I guess, sir.
Well, yeah, they're just you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 or 9 of them.
Helps with the trees.
Yeah, it does. It does. I love giraffes. They're kind of cool. You know, Bill Lee, the spaceman. His wife, it was his first wife, Mary Lou. She's a former Miss Alaska, by the way. She was fixated on giraffes. I remember when I was a little kid, I ran into her at Fenway Park. She picked me up, and you know, it's not in the corridor, the concourse behind the home plate at Fenway before the game started. I want to buy you a giraffe. I'm like, put me down. I was like 7 years old. Still remember that. Hey, listen. A couple of years ago, we had a writer on the show from Pennsylvania, a man by the name of Tori Gates. Got another new book out. He's actually been commissioned for a third one in 2017. But this new puppy. Called A Moment in the Sun. Has absolutely nothing to do with sports, but there's some really cute chicks in Catholic schoolgirl skirts on the cover. So we're all about that, and we're going to have
A coffee table book of that?
I don't know, but the girls in the Catholic
pictures,
this brings back my Catholic schoolboy days, and I like that so much.
I have trouble with books.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. We're back with Tori Gates next. Sports Overnight America.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I need a dictaphone.
You've got one on your desk.
Doesn't work.
What's wrong with it?
It's stuck on record. It won't stop recording things. It's just what you want lying around the White House counsel's office because there's never been a problem with that before.
See, now, everyone would think because I have a writer coming on, I'd play the Beatles paperback writer, but hell no, not on this show. We're all together now, kids.
Two, three, four. Can I have a little more?
A little Yellow Submarine action. Did you know that movie, the cartoon movie, The Yellow Submarine? None of the Beatles did voices on it. That was actors. Those were actors doing Beatle boys. The songs were Beatles. But
you know, that movie influenced me to actually get on an actual submarine.
That movie influenced me to do drugs.
I was singing that song.
Yeah, there were actors doing all the dialogue. The Beatles didn't. They did the music, obviously.
But all my shipmates.
Hold on 1 second, please. Okay. It's chorus time.
All together now.
As stimulating and interesting as I'm sure that story was, Gabby.
Yeah. Well, all our crewmates did know all the words to Yellow Submarine.
Don't get me started. Now joining us, boys and girls, this man, he's now down in, I have some sisters, some relatives in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area. He's no longer with GL Traffic. He is now the morning desk anchor for Pennsylvania Radio Network. I have absolutely no freaking clue what that is, and I lived in Pennsylvania for years.
I barely understand you.
Thank you very much. That's why I got the hell out of the Commonwealth. He's an author. He's been doing pretty well for himself, and he has a second book out. It's called A Moment in Time. It sounds like something that you would talk about Bobby Thompson and Ralph Branca, but that has absolutely nothing to do with it. Because you know why? Because there's cute girls in Catholic schoolgirl skirts on the cover, which we're all about.
Oh, that's what you were showing me. Oh, I thought you
were. You're an idiot. Yeah, the great Torrey Gates joins us once again after a couple-year hiatus here on Sports Overnight America. Que paso, mi amigo? How are you?
I am fine, Jerry.
What are you laughing at?
I don't think at anything.
I heard you giggling when you came. Did we say a funny?
Well, you got the title wrong, but that's okay.
What was it? A Moment in the Sun.
It's called A Moment in the Sun.
A Moment in the Sun. Moment in Time. I'm looking right at the title, and I said it wrong. I'm an idiot.
Nah.
No, I'm an idiot. Okay.
You're like an idiot savant.
All right, I'm drunk, I admit it. A Moment in the Sun. I'm sorry. That's really bad of me. I apologize. Torrey Gates joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God, how many years has it been since you've been with us, kid?
Well, I have been with a bunch of different things over
No. How many years has it been since you were on this show? I know it's been a while ago.
It's been at least two.
At least 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, because you were you had me on for my first book, Parasite Girls, and that was sort of
and I did, and I got a copy of that, and it was really good.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I'll tell you what happened is A Moment in the Sun was a story that I hadn't actually planned to put out, but what had happened was back at the end of 2014, I was getting ready to put a different book out, and I was going to self-publish the same way that I did Parasite Girls. And anyway, a friend of mine had read a copy of A Moment in the Sun, like a rough cut, and she said, you really should try to get this one out because there's something really compelling about it. And, you know, I went through that whole thing of, you know, trying to find the agent, trying to find the publisher. And right here in Pennsylvania, there is a small press called Sunbury Press Books.
Sunbury, by the way, Sunbury is a town in, I'd say, east, north, central Pennsylvania would be the best way to describe it.
It's about an hour and a half to the north of Harrisburg, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's going up toward, it's east of Williamsport in that area. Yeah.
Actually, they're based, the place is actually based in Mechanicsburg now.
Which is right across, the bridge over the Susquehanna River from Harrisburg. It's actually in, Harrisburg's in Dauphin County, Mechanicsburg, which is where WTPA used to be when I was working there. I have a sister who lives in Mechanicsburg, actually. That is in Cumberland County, which... Watch this, the largest geographical county in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Indeed it is. So, yeah, anyways.
I need to get out more.
At the end of 2014, they got in touch with me. They'd taken a look at it, and they were like, yeah, we want to do this. So it's like, all right. So basically, yeah, so the book came out at the end of February. It's I have to kind of explain this to you. It's young adult crossover fiction, and what I mean by that is...
Yeah, I was just going to get to that. We were just going to say, why don't you tell everyone, let's start over first. Give the basic synopsis of the book, and then tell us what a crossover... Go for it.
Okay. Well, basically, A Moment in the Sun is based on a story that I read in the BBC a while back about a really interesting phenomenon in Japan called the hikikomori. And what that means is the actual term is acute self-isolation. And I read this fascinating story with a number of different cases of folks over there who just feel that they cannot really fit into society. And so they shut themselves off. They don't leave their apartments or their homes. They don't even leave their rooms sometimes. And it's not agoraphobia. It's different in each person. And I think I'd already had something written. And so basically the story is of a young woman named Ray who went through several years of this for her own reasons. And we see her sort of beginning as sort of on the run from something. And then she comes out of it. And what has essentially happened is she's gotten back into life, she's gotten back into school, and she's gotten everything going for her. But what has happened is she discovers an online underground called the Dwellers.
That's us! We're big in Japanese Dwellers. We really are.
I had no clue these isolationists listened to our show.
Yeah, I didn't know we were that big in Japan. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, anyways... she finds out through a mutual friend that there is this underground. It's like a chat room, basically, and it's all these folks who suffer from it, and they just go on the chat room to talk to each other. And while she's lurking in the chat room one day, all of a sudden a name pops up, and she finds out that this is a kid that she went to school with who had vanished. And everybody in their club together had wondered, just rhetorically, whatever happened to that guy? And so Ray's sudden mission is, I have to get him out of there. And what happens is Ray's life is sort of revisited through numerous flashbacks. And for her, it's losing her family, seeing her having to leave behind everything of her life and basically running for her life just to get somewhere. And then how she meets the people who kind of saved her and helped her out. And so for her, it's, I have to go back and look at my past before I can even consider moving forward. And as she does this, she meets these really amazing characters, these odd characters, people who just feel shut off, feel unwanted, and feel disliked. And the thing that compelled me was that this is not just a problem in Japan. This is something that could be anywhere in the world. They don't just call it that. And I think for me, it was kind of like I felt that way at different points in my life for my own reasons. Here we are.
I got you. Okay, now I'm with you. By the way, you're talking about in a Sunbury Press. It's a small printing company, and you know, hey, look, they published you, and you know, good for you. But you have to think one of, if not the funniest a novel in American literature history, A Confederacy of Dunces. It took them. I mean, after John Kennedy Toole committed suicide in '69, his mother found this the transcript under his bed. I think it was all smudged with ink and everything like that. She paraded the thing around for 11 years before Walker Percy at Loyola University in New Orleans read it. And eventually had it pressed, I think on a limit, I think they pressed something like 1,500 copies at the LSU Press, ended up winning the Pulitzer in 1981. So you never know, right?
Well, that's the thing. And what is the deal with so you can get the book on Sunbury Press. Sunbury Press Books is a website, easy to find. You can see all the stuff that they have there. You can also get it on Amazon.com. And if you're a Kindle user, easy to get that way, too. And it's a pretty quick read. It's gotten some very positive response. And, you know, it's a slow go. I mean, I'm still unknown in this business, but that's all right.
And so are we. But, you know, we do what
we
can.
Nobody even knows my name.
Nobody knows who
knows my actual
I can walk
name.
Down the street with my hair on fire. Nobody would know who I am.
Exactly.
So I'm cool with that.
There's
a lot to be said for anonymity, especially if you're an artist.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's something that I've really enjoyed doing, and I mean, I've been writing very seriously for the last several years. I got a stack of them ready to go, and Sunbury and I are in just very informal talks to have the next one come out. And the thing about A Moment in the Sun that I'll tell you right now is, from the standpoint of the isolation and what Ray goes through, what her friends go through, and how they all the people on the cover, for example, suddenly realize that people live a bit differently.
And by the way, great cover, the Catholic schoolgirl dresses. That's nice. I like that.
Well, I'll give my props to the man who did both of my covers.
No, I went to Catholic schools. That's why I really groove on that.
Yeah. No, I understand.
It brings back flashes of Karen Krupsky and Nanny Zale. It just does. Hey, listen, you know what? I know you said you've been, you know, they're talking about you putting out something in 2017, and I'm sure you have all kinds of ideas tap dancing in your head. Now, I am one of the great idea men of all time, but I just am too goddamn lazy to do anything about it. By the way, by me saying this on air, ladies and gentlemen, this is copywritten. You can't touch it unless I pass it on to somebody. Check this idea out for a book. You ready for it? And you want to talk about something serious to think about and different angles? Imagine a world in which everybody was allowed one free murder.
I think you've talked about this.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. I mean, you know, how you go about knowing who had their murder, but nobody knows if you had your free murder or not. Do you think a boss would bully an employee, or a husband would beat his wife, or a talk show host would let a cab driver sit next to him? If you didn't know a person had their free murder, how would everybody think about what a nice – we wouldn't need a god. This would be such a nice planet.
Well, you know what I say to people is, you know, I've had so many people ask me, it's like, how do you get these things written and how
drugs.
Do you do it? And
drugs.
I just say, you do it. And the point also I make is I know so many people. One of the things that I never wanted to be in my life was the guy who sat around and wondered, well, I have all these ideas, but I just never did
them. See, I have a bunch of them, and I'm lazy about it.
Well, I just tell people, you know, because it's funny, because I've run into people like that. They'll say, oh, I've got this great idea for a book. And I'm like, okay, what's it about? And they'll tell me. And I'm like, all right, get to it. 2 years later, I'll run into these people, and they're still talking about it.
I am so pathetically lazy about those sort of things. But my problem is every time I sit down in front of a computer, I will start, and then I realize, you know, I can look at porn. Hey, listen, Tori, we have got to go. Why don't you tell everybody, you know, your website, if they've got a hold of you on Facebook, Twitter, how they can get a hold of Sunbury Press. Tell them all about your book, and tell them about you know what? Here's your chance to shine in about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, well, you can get A Moment in the Sun at Sunbury Press Books. As I say, just Google it. You will find it. You can also get it on Amazon.com. My first book, Parasite Girls, is also available.
Parasite.
Put my name in. The Kindle user, you can use that as well. Those are the places to get it. I'm on Facebook under my real name, and that is my real name.
That's mine, too. So
I'm cool with it. And, you know, it's I think I've got a good story. It is not young adult crossover, basically, is anybody of any age can read it. I mean, and understand the story.
Well, you don't know Cabby. I don't know. He said anyone of any age could read it. I said, you don't know Cabby. Yeah.
I'm still on a Facebook.
Dick and Rudge.
I've had no clue. Nobody contact me at all.
But I hope people give it a shot. And,
By all means, like I said, I'll pimp the hell out of anything. And he said, when you win your first Pulitzer, I get to come to the ceremony, or, you know, you take me out for a beer.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Everything else going well back to... Hey, tell you, Wayne, make sure... I want you to do me a favor. Go to the Broad Street Market. You know the Broad Street Market in Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah. I've been there plenty of times.
In the big brick building, there is a place there called Raising the Bar.
Yep.
You know, do you know of it?
I do.
That's... My sister owns that.
Oh, excellent.
Go in there and ask for Casey Callahan, right? And tell her you were on my show, and she'll probably throw you out of the joint. But, yeah, evidently it's doing very, very well. She used to be Le Grand Fromage pastry chef over at Brico and at Chow Bakery right next door. But, yeah, she put out her own shingle at Raising the Bar in the Broad Street Market. Go by there, tell her to return her goddamn phone calls.
All right, then, I will.
Tori, stay on the line for me, my friend, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you check out A Moment in the Sun. Tori Gates from Sudbury. That's a city in Pennsylvania, by the way. It's Sudbury Press. He is the Pennsylvania Network. He's with the Morning Desk Anchor for Radio Pennsylvania Network, and that's in Harrisburg. That's the capital, by the way.
Did you just imply endless bakery supplies?
Yeah, yeah.
For a certain you-know-who?
I'm allergic to chocolates. I don't give a rat's ass. But, yeah, so also make sure you check. Just Google Tori Gates, T-O-R-Y-G-A-T-E-S. You also get a hold of him on Facebook. Man's going to be big sometime, and we had him on our show first, only so we can write his coattails to fame and fortune. Our thanks to Tori Gates. Got an update next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, sweetie. How old are you?
16.
18? You're first.
Mom!
I like where this is going.
I love Quagmire.
Oh, classic.
The great Glenn Quagmire, by the way. Well, Herb Alpert action. Once again, our thanks to Tori Gates. A Moment in the Sun, Sudbury Press. Make sure you just Google Tori Gates.
Kindle?
Herb Alpert. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues, they even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code, the word,
base.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Jimmy Walker wins the PGA Championship.
Oh,
he had to be,
it was actually good.
It was in Jersey.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, American League, Dem O's, Balm Rouge, when they put up four in the top of the 12th, 6-2 over the Toronto Blue Jays. That was out there at the Rogers Center. formerly the former Sky Dome next to the CN. What's CN Tower stand for? Toronto, what's the CN stand for?
I have no clue.
Canadian National.
Oh, I thought it stand for no clue.
Cleveland, 8-0 over Oakland. By the way, Andrew Miller is now a member of the Cleveland Indians. Four prospects going back to the Evil Empire. They're down seven. They're on seven games out. And they're selling their souls.
The best part of the team.
I despise the Yankees.
Get rid of the garbage.
Their three-headed monster thing wasn't working too well. Detroit squeaks by Houston, 11-0. Yeah. Wow, home run by Staff on this one. Miguel Cabrera goes deep twice. Home runs number 22 and 23. Evil Empire, Tampa sweeps the Yankees 5-3 down there at the Tropicana.
No bullpen.
Yeah, no kidding. Minnesota 6-4 over the Pale Hosts. Texas 5-3 over Kansas City, who's now 8 games under 500 for the defending World Series champs. My beloveds, the Red Sox, 5 in the ninth, 5-3 over
good
L.A. Dustin Pedroia, a 3-run jack. Xavier Bogaerts follows with a home run as well. Interleague play. Cubs put up 3 in the ninth. They come back from 6 down. 3 in the ninth to tie it. And then a 2-strike suicide squeeze by John Lester in the bottom of the 12th. 7-6.
And I'm watching Colombo.
It was the Cubs over the Mariners. That is an ouch if you're a Mariner fan.
Zip, yeah.
National League, Cincinnati 3-2 over San Diego. The Dodgers squeaked by Arizona 14-3. Arizona never got their running game going in that one.
It's that Cal quarterback guy.
Francisco avoids a sweep against the Nats. Matt Cain gets a rare win.
He won last time. Get off.
He's 3-6. 3-1.
His stats since the All-Star break.
3-1 over 3-1 over the former
check
Montreal Expos. Milwaukee 4-2 over Pittsburgh. Atlanta wins a home game. Really? 2-1 over Philadelphia. And it was the Mets 6-4 over Colorado. Miami 5-4 over St. Louis with 1 in the ninth. Watch this.
Yeah.
See how I timed that out. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs right now. Straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help you with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat.
See, I said it faster.
I want to get to this Trump. I don't want to go way overboard on this whole thing with Trump and okay.
Oh yeah. No, it's so funny.
I don't want to get into the thing with the whole thing about him criticizing that Gold Star family. I mean, that's just. I mean, I don't. There's not even words. Even the GOP is like, dude, that's that's really effed up.
100 days to go.
I mean, that's really effed up. Yeah, we have 100 days of this left.
Let's sing bottles
and
of beer every day.
And here's Trump. I have more dirt on Clinton. He hasn't said one thing he's going to do, but he has dirt on Clinton. Now I want to get back to this I have sacrifice thing.
Sure.
I'm gay. Perhaps the man is not really clear as to what the definition of the word sacrifice is. These people lost a child.
Right.
This gentleman, the captain, died for his country. Now, call me crazy. That's a sacrifice.
We have so many Muslims in the U.S. Armed Forces.
I'm not going to talk about that yet.
No, but the cap.
Can I get to my point first?
Yeah.
Donald Trump inherited $100 million when he was 26 years old. And instead of doing the right thing, like he should have going away, he decided to build businesses and screw them up. And yes, he's created jobs for tens of thousands of people. And yes, most of them didn't get 401k.
Great jobs, yeah. Golf courses.
Exactly.
Chicago.
Okay. But this is a man who he goes, I've sacrificed a lot. I've built businesses. Now, I want that to sink in. He says, I have created thousands of jobs and I have built a fortune and I have built businesses. That's where my sacrifice is. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. Now, hold on to that thought. Okay. Now that sink in. All right. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, and you still think this man is qualified to be anything, I'm not talking about just president. I mean anything.
Yeah.
You are a – I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say – No, I'm not. If you still support Donald Trump after this – this guy criticizes a Gold Star family, as this guy's up there and comparing his quote-unquote sacrifices to that of a man who died and in combat to the parents, the man who got four – draft affirmance. And nothing against that. I probably would have gone to Canada during the Vietnam era, too. But, no, I probably would have.
I went on a sub.
Get
away from the shooting.
You did not go in during Vietnam.
I went at 75.
We left there in January of 73.
All our patrols were in that area. Sea of China. We still patrolled the area.
Oh, my God. You're as dumb as he is.
I'm a Vietnam era veteran. What are you talking about? I joined before 76. That's the last year.
All right, fine. My point is this.
Yeah.
This guy died in combat.
Right.
volunteered and died. The hardest, the most terrible thing in the world, and in the world, I don't care who you are, the worst thing is to have to bury a child. My mother, I don't care if I lived to be 115 and you die at 95, which no one's going to, right? I would still feel bad. I mean, even because no one, sure, right? These people buried their son. And when they, and at the same time, they hear this blowhard saying they're not Americans. They should be, you know, he wants them thrown out of the country, yep, or not even let in at all. But he's comparing his sacrifices. Really? Really? So my point is this, back to the people who are supporting Donald Trump. If you still think this man is qualified to be president of the United States, if this is a man who you think is good for this country, if this is a man who thinks he does anything, you're a bad human being. You're a racist, you're a bigot, and you have the IQ of soup.
No.
And
well,
not even good soup.
This guy's going to be in charge of your military?
He's going to be the
commander-in-chief?
He says he's going to build it up to the point, yeah, where it's going to be so massive, so big, that no one's going to want to mess with us.
Yeah.
Here's a newsflash for you. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And here's the other thing for it. And here's the other thing about it. This is a man. Can you imagine anybody else on the planet saying, man, if my daughter wasn't related to me, I'd want to date her?
Oh, boy, that's it.
Really?
A little creepy.
No. Kissing your grandfather goodnight, yeah, and have him stick your tongue down his throat. That's creepy. But this is ridiculous. We come back. Marty Terrell's talking about Ian Castleberry from the outside corner.
Back to sports.
Ah! Once again, if you're listening to the show and you support Donald Trump, I do not want you listening to the show any longer. But you will, because you know you hate my guts.
I hate your guts.
Yeah, that's all right. Ian, you brought me beer. Ian Castleberry next, Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And hi, this is Morty Trent along with Ken Miller. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years. And the smoke.
Here we go, Kenny, our good pal Ian Castleberry. He writes variety of things. I love his work on Awful Announcing. I really do. I mean, I like all his work. But he does a good job.
He's branching out from sports, no doubt about it. But we want to talk some baseball and some trade deadline stuff, do we not?
Yeah, I think he's well-versed on doing that. Hey, Ian, good afternoon. Marty and Miller, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate it. Absolutely. Do you want to get into Bill Simmons first before we do
trade Bill stuff? Simmons, I don't know if you saw it last night. Come on, Ian. I mean, you guys have got to write the column. I mean, come on. You guys.
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week. I do want to write that column. I have not watched last night's show yet. A little caught up in the political conventions right now. But so last night was awful.
Oh, come on. He had a mock trial on Deflategate. It was with a New York Giant fan and himself.
Oh, that's right. He had Judge Joe Brown on, right?
It was a train wreck. Come on. I love Bill Simmons, but you guys have got to put him in his place. This HBO show is a disaster.
Yeah. We talked about this a little bit. I don't think his podcast translates well.
Nope.
Television. I don't know if it's just that he doesn't have the personality for television. The kind of conversations he likes to have don't make for a dynamic television, or HBO just isn't the right place for a show like that. There are a variety of questions about this.
Let's go to baseball, shall we? Trade deadline coming up on Monday. Who of the I guess the real contenders in baseball right now, and you can put whoever you want in that club, but who do you think is going to be the most active? Who has the biggest needs of a real World Series threat 3 days before the trade deadline?
I think the Dodgers are going to be the most active. I don't know if they've put themselves in the position of being a World Series threat. You know, they're really creeping up on the Giants in the NL West. They have the first wild card spot. They've played surprisingly well in Clayton Kershaw's absence, but this team needs a number one starter. I don't know if they're going to sell the farm for someone like Chris Sale. There has been some chatter that the Dodgers would be willing to include their number one prospect, Julio Urias, in a deal and make him the centerpiece of a deal for Chris Sale. But the White Sox, I think rightly so, are asking, for a boatload in return. I mean, he's a young pitcher. He's under club control for, I believe, 4 more seasons. The Dodgers might end up opting for lesser arms, like a Jake Odorizzi, or maybe try for one of Tampa Bay's other top starting pitchers that have to give up a little bit more. Maybe not as impressive as Chris Sale, but could be equally beneficial to them during the pennant race.
What are the Texas Rangers doing? I mean, their ERA has exploded.
Here come the Astros.
Yeah, Hamels, Perez, Darvish, Griffin, Harrell. I mean, they're in desperate need of a frontline pitcher, in my view. Are they going to be active or no?
Yeah, I think they're going to be active. John Daniels isn't always the most active guy at the trade deadline. Most of his big deals, I believe, have come during the offseason. They're another team that's been attached to Chris Sale. I don't know if John Daniels wants to give up the prospects necessary in that deal. I saw a few people joking last Saturday during that when Chris Sale cut up his White Sox jersey that he did so because he was mad because it wasn't a Rangers jersey. So maybe that's the deal. You know, if you had Hamels, Sale, Darvish comes back, that's a really strong top three of the rotation. I think the Rangers could also look for a bat, maybe in left field. You know, they've had the bargain signing of the offseason in Ian Desmond. That's worked really well. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think the Rangers are going to be very active here at the trade deadline.
He's a Des Moines kid, Jeremy Hellickson. Is he going anywhere? He's having a nice year for the Phillies. A lot of teams scouting him. But, you know, with the Cubs basically giving up the bounty that they did, it sounds as though with the as few frontline pitchers are that are out there, you're going to have to give up a boatload to get to what you want. Is Hellickson going to move prior to Monday?
I think he is. The Phillies, I mean, that's a deal that they should make. I mean, I think they picked up Hellickson expressly for this purpose, to be flipped at the trade deadline. So I think that would be a big mistake if the Phillies didn't trade him. You know, they've fallen far out of the race. You know, they were surprised early on in the NL East. But like you said, Ken, with not too many top-line starters available, I think Jeremy Hellickson kind of falls maybe into that second tier. That would be a really good pickup for a team like the Dodgers, like the Rangers, maybe even a team like the Orioles or the Red Sox, also looking for some starting pitching.
Where do you go with the Central? I mean, Cleveland's come back to the pack. They ran into the Nats, got their wings clipped here a little bit. I think with their starting pitching, they'll be in good shape. Bullpen's pretty good. Hitting might be a challenge, but Cleveland real deal, or your Tigers got a good chance to run them down here in deep stretch?
No, I think Cleveland's the real deal. They're the best team in the division. I think if they pick up a bat, you know, whether it's somebody like a Jay Bruce to help out in their outfield, excuse me, a Danny Valencia at third base. I know they've been also attached to a Jonathan Lucroy, the Brewers catcher, who I think would be a really good pickup for them. They have the pitching, the starting pitching, the bullpen. They have the prospects to make a big deal like this and add some reinforcement. I think the American League's pretty wide open. You know, other than the Rangers, I'm not sure there's another team that really challenges for the pennant. I know the Tigers are creeping up on the Indians, 4.5 back in the AL Central. They're making some headway in the wild card race as well. But as I was talking about with Trent before coming on the air, I think it would be a huge mistake for the Tigers to be buyers at the deadline. This is a team that still needs to get younger, that needs to accumulate some prospects. I don't know if they're going to be going into full sell mode, but I think it would be a huge mistake to try and pick up starting pitching or even some help in the outfield.
20 seconds, Royals buyers or sellers?
I think the Royals are going to be sellers. It's curious though that they're asking the moon for Wade Davis. You know, they asked for Lucas Giolito from the Nationals, their top pitching prospect. I think the latest is that they're going to try and package Ian Kennedy and Wade Davis in a deal. So it sounds like the Royals are trying to make some things happen and be sellers at the deadline.
Waving the flag. Thank you, Ian Castleberry. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
You got it, Ian Castleberry, doing some little baseball stuff.
All right, thanks to Ian Castleberry of the Outside Corner, as well as, turn your phone down, Jerry, as well as Marty Terrell from Marty and Miller, ESPN 1490 in Des Moines. It's 12 minutes before the hour. Saturate before using, so says Jackson Browne in 1972. An update next. This is Sports Overnight America.
As unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Now, the fellow you're fighting is, I'm not familiar with.
What's Alison Rodriguez.
Now, is he a good fighter?
I hope not.
That was funny. Ooh, can he?
Yeah.
June 1967, Monterey, California. You're going to chance to. You've seen the movie Monterey Pop, obviously, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, no.
Want to talk into the microphone?
With Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, Janis Joplin, like Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. He didn't do like a Rolling Stone. He did. Purple Haze.
Not Pearl.
He did All Along the Walk. He didn't do whatever it was.
What did he sing that song?
I mean, he did it, but it wasn't in the movie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I'm thinking of the album. Sorry.
All right. But during this song, the Rolling and Tumbling, the Old Mississippi Blues number, this is where the director and the camera crew decided to like hunt down all the good-looking women and make sure they came up on the screen. And I watch these things, and I see these women. There's this redheaded chick eating an orange. This is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, she's about like 70 now.
Oh, boy.
I was, you know, it's funny.
Cruise parties.
No.
Three Dog Night.
By the way, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Oh, Blind Al Wilson on the guitar there. I see movies like that, you know, especially, you know, you see these documentaries, concert films, and there's these people that had absolutely nothing to do with it, but they get like a little bit of camera time, like scanning cameras or the cameras are panning, and you wonder whatever happened to them, because they just made an impact, and that's why they're in the movies. There's this redheaded woman in Woodstock in the movie, and she couldn't have been 18 or 19 at the time, and she was just this cool redheaded chick. She had his vest on, and she was playing a tin can with a stick while they were all singing, while the people were jumping down the mudslide after. And everyone thinks it rained all 3 days at Woodstock. It only rained for like 3 hours. But they got like 2 inches of rain, which will cause a lot of mud. But anyway, and it's people like that I always wondered about.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody who knows
There's somebody
who
has. There's somebody. There's somebody. Yeah, it's not like so they just. You know, they were on screen for like 10 seconds.
The hard part is it's pre-internet, so you, there's no, yeah, whatever, there's no real way to hunt
whatever.
It down.
Like for example, now the two people who were on the original cover of the Woodstock album, or the kids, the boyfriend girlfriend, they had the blanket wrapped around them, and you see the fogged out crowd behind them and everything on the original album cover. Now they're married now, and they're still married. And in Bethel, New York, where they have the Woodstock Memorial and Museum, they've done voice work and leaving monuments and leaving memories of what it was like. But they're on the cover, and they're still married, which is really, really cool when you think about it.
You want to hear my favorite part of the Woodstock album?
What's that?
The last movie on Earth during Omega Man with Charlton Heston. And I always cracked up because what a great movie to be, you know, obviously slanted Republican, but he's watching the last movie that's left on Earth is Woodstock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which wouldn't be bad for me or you.
Bethel, and the reason it's called Woods, it was supposed to be in Woodstock, New York. And literally like 3 weeks before the concert, they took away their permit and they had all the things printed already. It was so
everybody showed up.
Yeah, they had it. And it was held in Bethel. The reason it was held there in the first place was because Bob Dylan had recently been in a motorcycle accident. And he was hanging out with the band. The band was Bob Dylan's backup group back before they went out on their own. And they lived in this house called Big Pink, which is in West Saugerties, New York, which is Sullivan County, Morristown, Bethel, that area. And all these people up there, very conservative, they were teasing Mike Lang, the guy who put the concert together, you know, calling him Mrs. Lang because he had long hair and everything. And Max Yazger, who wouldn't know the Who from Joan Baez, felt, you know, this is wrong, what you're doing to these people. You know, they haven't done anything. They come here and they're polite. And so he donated his land for free. Of course, he made it up on the back end. And that's how it ended up in Yazger's farm in Bethel, New York. Max Yazger died like 2 or 3 years later down in Florida. But in any event, it is Sports Overnight America.
It is?
Yes, it is. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. I guess we'll do a quick update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. I also have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. So here's what you need to do. Go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
Get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. By the way, Jimmy Walker won the PGA Championship out there in
Dynamite.
Springfield, New Jersey. Good on him.
Skinny guy, though. Amazing.
He's good with the putter.
Yeah, with all the athletes.
You betcha. Major League Baseball in the American League. Dem Balmerosh Horn. They are now in first place. Half a game up on Toronto. Big series at the old Sky Dome at Rogers Center there. Have you ever been to Sky Dome?
Which one is that, Seattle?
Toronto.
Never been. Canadians.
No, you've never been. In other words, yeah. It's a simple yes or no, goddammit.
No,
thank you.
I have no clue.
It's a pretty cool place, actually. Yeah. I went there years ago, but I saw the Twins play there. Yeah. And, what the hell is there's a Hard Rock Cafe in right field. You can actually sit in the Hard Rock Cafe and not pay for a ticket and watch the game. And I went there before the game. I was with my then-girlfriend, Jan. I still know her well. But I'm sitting there having a beer, you know, a couple hours before the game, and there's Jim Cott sitting right next to me.
Because he's
the play-by-play guy for the Twins.
Right.
This is back there, the color guy for the Twins. This is 20 years ago. And I'm sitting there, you know, Jim, great nickname, Kitty Cott. Was his
lefty,
name.
Right?
Yeah. He won, I think, like 18 straight gold gloves. Any event, Baltimore is up now half a game in the American League East over the Toronto Blue Jays after a 6-4, 12-inning win at Sky Dome and now Rogers Center in Toronto. Now, the Red Sox put up 5 in the top of the ninth. Dustin Pedroia, 3-run jack. Xavier Bogaerts hit a homer in the same inning. 5-3 over the Halos. They're a buck and a half out of the first place. They're up. They're tied for first in the.
Don't Bogart that ball.
Yeah, don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Cheech and Chong, great song.
That's his name, right?
Cleveland, who now have possession of Andrew Miller after a trade where they get him from the Yankees, and the Yankees get 4 prospects who've never won a damn thing.
The
Yankees are only 7 games.
The
Yankees are only 7 games out, and they're having a fire sale. 8-0. It was a tribe over the A's. Elsewhere, Detroit squeaks by Houston, who loses a game in the AL Central, or West, that is, after an 11-0 loss.
True story, 100 miles an hour around the Astrodome. I did a donut.
Elsewhere, it was Tampa sweeping the Yankees 5-3. Minnesota 6-4 over the Pale Hosts. Texas 5-3 over Kansas City, who's now 8 games under .500, the reigning AL World Series champions.
The Tigers are up there now.
Tigers are making 4 a move now. And then the Interleague, the Cubs they come back from 6-0, 3 in the bottom of the ninth. John Lester with a squeeze with 2 strikes in the bottom of the 12, 7-6 over Seattle. Ouch, that one's got to hurt. Cincinnati in the National League 3-2 over the Friars, a game played despite the best interest of society as a whole.
Yes.
The Rams 14-3 over the Cardinals, better known as the Dodgers.
The 14-3
over Arizona. No running game whatsoever. None whatsoever for the Arizona. That's why they got their ass kicked in that one. San Francisco saves a little face. 3-1. They take care of the
They split when they were down 0-2.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Take care of the Washington Nats.
Yo, yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Elsewhere in the National League, we got to do this quickly now because we're running out of time, boys and girls.
Tick tock.
Milwaukee 4-2 over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is only they're only a game over 500. Atlanta 2-1 over Philadelphia, and the Mets take care of Colorado 6-4, and Miami 5-4 over St. Louis. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
Get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. That's the Who. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's Cabby. Those idiots at the USA Network. Next is what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America.